In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about we start with Noah Cameron, because he did make some history last night. He is just the second pitcher since 1893, according to Elias Sports Bureau.
So like tungsten armor jewel or whatever. Yeah.
He's the second pitcher since 1893 with six and a third or more innings pitched and one run or less in his first four now MLB starts. Look, the first one, he might have said, okay, you know what? Nice outting. You know, a little luck, whatever. Great defense behind
them. You see what the gloves looked like in those days, man? They were practically just catching with their bare hands.
And I would argue last night, out of his four outings in terms of like the way he pitched, might have been his worst stuff since he's been up. And yet he still...
Since maybe first start, yeah.
And yet he was able to go out there and once again gave you a great chance to win a game. You end up getting some offense to back him up, a little bit of offense to back him up. And then Carlos gets you four outs to get the save, his 15th of the season. So Noah Cameron continues to be an unbelievable story for this team while Reagans and Lugo are on the IL. And that's what I think the conversation has to turn to. What the hell did you do here? It's a good problem to have.
Oh, it's a great problem to have.
We had Vern on yesterday, and Vern said, they might just send them back down to Omaha when those guys are back. The way he's pitching, can you do that? Do you do that?
Okay, so... there are only two realistic options available to you in this situation. One is just send him down, like you did the last time. Remember when he was in the middle of a no-hitter, and then you decided to send him back down to the minor leagues because that's life as a minor leaguer? But now since then, he's come back up and made three excellent level starts for your team. So I got to be honest, the... wanting to send him down thing is really slowing down my want to send him down.
Well, I don't know if anybody wants to send him down. It's just, you know, you mentioned the options. Like, what, Michael Lorenzen is
the only other choice
starter.
Is to send Lorenzen to the bullpen.
Yeah.
I view it as only the two choices. You either send him back down and he continue makes his start in AAA, or you concede Michael Lorenzen to the bullpen. And while I'll tell you, that is a risky proposition because as of right now, or you can trade Michael Lorenzen or trade Noah Cameron way too early. And I got to be honest, that seems unlikely at best to be a good solution. And finding a trade partner is going to be borderline impossible. But if you send Lorenzen to the bullpen, then you risk it. I think you just send Cameron down for a couple of starts. You hope Lorenzen catches fire. And then come June 18th, you find a team looking for a starter, or he's a sweetener, or they've seen enough to kind of know he can start again, and you make that choice. I honestly think they're going to send him down. It kind of bums me out because he's done everything to deserve to stay at the big league level. He's been phenomenal.
And he's a great insurance option to have for everything because there will be some other injuries perhaps. I think the other option we're not considering, it's a short-term option, is, hey, Lugo, maybe he's available this weekend, but Cole Reagans, does he, you know what? He's got the groin injury twice now so far. Would it hurt to give him an extra week? Maybe he goes and does a rehab assignment in AAA. Omaha, and it just, you drag it out. You buy yourself another week or so.
But you got to convince Reagan to just drag out of rehab. Yeah.
You let him rest, knowing this is about the long haul. You had the same injury twice already, so we don't want to push this thing. He gives you the luxury to be patient. Maybe that's the short-term fix, because one of two things is going to happen with Lorenzen, I think. Let's be real. As great as he's been, the last two outings have not been as sharp for him. So does he bounce back in this next outing? Or if he struggles for a third straight outing, well, I would argue his trade value is already being impacted. So, yeah, you move him to the bullpen, and it might hurt some of Lorenzen's trade value. But if he continues to – if he has a third or fourth outing in a row where he struggles, well, that's also hurting his value. So I think a lot of this is going to sort itself out. You know, people on the text line, 913-586-7965, mentioning – you know, a six-man rotation. But I think a lot of this gets figured out because Lorenzen, one way or the other, either he starts pitching better again, or if he doesn't, then I think both trade value, whether you put him in the bullpen or leave him in the rotation, is getting impacted, and so maybe you're not as concerned about that.
I guess, do you try to trade? So, like, Michael Lorenzen, of the available starters right now, let's say the six guys, and, you know, some of them we just know they'd never trade, but of the six guys, Michael Lorenzen has the worst value of the six. Where does Lugo rank versus... Noah Cameron? Where does Bubich rank amongst Reagan's and Waka? Like, if you were, and Waka's in a multi-year deal. So, like, let's just rule out. Reagan's and Waka are just instant no-goes. Like, they're never going to even be brought up in a
Lugo,
trade discussion.
Cameron,
under any
Bubich, and Lorenzen are really the only four. And I'm not moving Bubich on from Bubich. I'm not trading Bubich. To me, it's a Lugo, Lorenzen, Noah Cameron conversation. If you're in favor of trading a pitcher to go help you get a bat.
And that's the case. It's like, I don't know, man. For a Royals organization, I just got to say, for a team and budget and all these other things, find me an example of a team trading away a starter with 6 years of control, even if you think he projects as a fifth, maybe he doesn't continue to be this, and you're just saying he's the next Michael Lorenzen. Well, he's free Michael Lorenzen. He makes $800,000 a year. So, like, I don't know any team at the market size of Kansas City in that would let go of that. So, okay, now we're down to three. Now we're down to Lorenzen, Bubich, and Lugo. Lugo, I think, or Bubich having the highest value, Lugo being the easiest moved with the medium value, and Lorenzen being the hardest to move with the lowest value. And so it starts to feel like, unless you can find an early trade, and again, this goes back to the same thing we were talking about, the Royals trading for a bat. Most teams won't trade with you right now. Look, in my dream scenario, the Royals trade with the Boston Red Sox, a team that has so many outfielders, they can't even call up one of the five best prospects in baseball who plays the outfield because they don't have the room for him, and have a middle-of-the-road baseball team ERA and a middle-of-the-road starting pitching ERA, a team that seems like a logical trade partner. And the Red Sox are like, you know what? Let's do it now. We'll give you one of our outfielders. You give us Lorenzen and a really good prospect, or, you know, and we'll make this whole thing work out for everybody. But I don't think that that's going to happen. So I think realistically what's going to happen is they're just going to send him down. And Lorenzen is coming off of two bad starts. There's no doubt about that. But before, and he's having a bad month. And so, like,
that's why I think this next start coming up for him is going to be big. Interesting to watch. If he struggles again, then I wonder if you're more willing to consider a move to the bullpen.
He also has a start this month where he went 7 shutout innings and only allowed 3 hits, and 7 innings in which he only allowed 3 hits and 2 runs a start ago. And so it's like, I know he's had 3 bad starts this month, but he's had 2 excellent starts this month. If he has another, he's a fifth starter.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate him. I don't like, and that's what's been so crazy about Noah Cameron. Like, just to make it about him for a minute. Blown away with what he has given them in the time in which Lugo and Reagan's been down. They've gone 500 so far, 5-5 in the time that they have missed their number one and number two starters. What more can I ask for?
No, he's been sensational for them. Yeah, he's been sensational. Again, it's a good problem to have with where they're at. I think one thing we have to consider when we're mentioning the options and also potential trade candidates and things like that is we know that a lot of these guys on the staff last year pitched a career high in innings.
Yeah.
We also know that Chris Bubich is still going to be in some sort of pitch inning limitation. Now they have some days they can buy some off days and things like that as we go through the season. But I you know, as much as it's a good problem to have, there's also the aspect of there's a very good chance in the next month and a half or 2 months. Just this is not hoping it happens, but this is the reality of baseball. Heck, they've already had Reagans and Lugo on the IL. They were so healthy last year. There's a very good chance any one of the names we've mentioned is going to end up on the IL again in the next 2 months. I'm sorry. That's just the reality of baseball. So would you rather say, wow, shoot, we shouldn't have traded away that. Man, it's a shame we traded away that guy. Would have been nice to have him as our fifth star. So like, there's a little bit of that, too. Is it the worst thing in the world
to have six for guys Noah Cameron, and float in between?
For Noah Cameron, unfortunately, to go back down to AAA, but know that you've got this stud ready to roll if and when there's another injury, or it's the time to make a trade, and that, okay, we feel more comfortable make that trade. I know we all want to see Cameron continue to pitch up here because he's been awesome, but it'd be one thing if pitching was struggling and he was the bright spot in an otherwise bad rotation. That's not what this is at all. He's just continued to do what everybody else has done, and it's really impressive because it was unexpected. Him going to AAA, while him personally, that'd be a big bummer because he's done nothing to deserve that, right?
He's earned his role.
I don't think it's this terrible miscalculation in handling if they send him back down to AAA and wait for his next opportunity, which could be 2 weeks from now, could be 2 months from now.
I do think that the part of the Lorenzen part of the bullpen, which would intrigue me very much if I were the Royals, and his ERA did balloon yesterday, Noah Cameron's, to 1.05.
Oh boy,
over one. What's even the point? Maybe that's how he ends up back in AAA. No, I'm kidding, obviously. But when you, the one thing I think we sometimes talk about, like, hey, we really want Lorenzen to pitch well. On May 29th, I'm not so sure that Lorenzen's value, based on his entire major league career, has already been settled. Even if you put him in the bullpen, teams still know they can start him. They still know what he offers as a starter. I don't know fundamentally that you really, honestly, I'm not really sure you really change much of his value or the value game on Lorenzen by putting him in the bullpen. People know who he is. What do we think? Teams are so knee-jerk that they're going to watch Lorenzen make two more ace-level starts, and then they're going to be like, you know what? I wasn't convinced before, but now I'm in. They got all the scouting reports miles long on this guy, and they understand he can either
That's not how trade stuff works, though. I mean, it's the same reason why on the hitting end, Ryan O'Hearn all of a sudden is being viewed as the hottest rental bat. The dude has never done this in his entire career, but he's going to go and get quite a nice haul for somebody or for the Orioles when they trade him later this year.
Ryan O'Hearn, man.
But what he's doing this year is nothing he's ever done before. I get what you're saying, like maybe the individual role. But
I think Lorenzen's a little more, that's fair.
He's established. I get it. My point, I guess, is just that, like, hey, if you're hot for a year and you got, you're a rental, that what you did 5 years before and some years just doesn't matter anymore. Like, somebody needs a bat. Somebody needs a starting pitcher.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying, like, these two starts versus everything else we've seen this year, right? Gotcha. Not even so much, like, some of it's his career, but some of it is just he's proven what he can do as a starter this year. He will be a quality back-in starter for you. He will sometimes give you really good starts to give you every chance to win. He will sometimes flounder a little bit, and that's mostly been who he's been, a huge part of his 11-season MLB career. And so, I don't know that his value's changing much if you put him in the bullpen, just because everyone would understand it. The other option is the guy who has a 1.05 ERA who seems to just, no matter what happens, deals every time he comes out.
Yeah, like the text from the 816, keep him, play the best players, period, pitch Noah Cameron.
I
hear you,
that.
But like, okay, then what's your next move then? Is it just the simple Lorenzen in the bullpen? Like, there has to be another alteration to it. Yeah. I don't.
What are you doing?
I doubt they're doing
it.
I mean, a six-man rotation with off days and stuff.
Who's the last
don't,
team who did that, by the way?
Does anybody really do that anymore?
No, I've never. I've covered baseball, or we've talked about baseball a long time. I can't think of the most recent example or any example of a team actually doing a six-man rotation. So
because it's very easy to just say, like, keep Noah Cameron
10-man rotation. Who cares?
There has to still be a spot.
Well, and here's the problem with the risk of a six-man rotation is you risk throwing off guys who are used to throwing every 5 days, and Cole Reagans and Lugo and Waka, and does that throw off, and Bubic, and does that throw off what they've been doing? Pitchers are regimented. I don't know.
I think that's why it'd be very tempting with how bad the offense has been to be like, you know what? We're going to trade Lorenzen, and we're going to piece together somebody else, or we're going to get that outfielder, period. We're going to do whatever it takes.
Right.
We're
just can't make that trade today, though, is the issue. Yeah. Nobody's trading for anybody at this point in time. It's still too early. Yeah. I think we're 3 weeks away before that's a real thing. Maybe you can say 2.5 weeks, 2 weeks away. But the question is, are you getting less because you're trading them early? Would you get more a little bit later? It's an interesting spot they're in. This is why it's a fun conversation, because there's a lot of different options that they have. But Noah Cameron, it's a good thing, has forced the issue maybe a little bit here.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. is riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.